So congrats, girls, first for your latest album, Blame Your Ex, and chapeau that you already had an amazing crowd, total sun, and yeah, what a show. How did it feel for you?
That was so fun. We didn't really know what to expect. We've never played a festival in Germany, and the people really came through, and clearly the fans here are incredible. We've heard that from our friends, that German fans are the craziest and the most fun, so they are definitely right.
Yeah.
Das hat Kylie gerade gesagt. Sie macht Gitarre und Gesang bei den Beaches und mit mir auch dabei hier auf der Couch ist Eliza an den Drums. Ja, sie haben gesagt, Freunde von ihr haben ihnen schon erzählt, dass es mega krass ist, dass die deutschen Fans einfach die crazysten sind. Und obwohl es halt quasi noch so früh am Tag war, gab es einfach richtig viel Liebe. You said to the crowd several times like, hey Berlin, was geht? And you had really nice crop shirts in white. I just wrote it down with what they said. Vertrauensunwürdig, ungesellig und unverbindlich. All in German. Why the shirts? So why the cool shirts?
We have a single that came out a few months ago. It's called Takes One to Know One, and in English the words are antisocial, maladjusted, non-committal, can't be trusted. So we got them translated to German for these crowds so that people could read our shirts and understand what they meant.
Eliza, die Drummerin, hat gerade erzählt, dass sie einen Song haben, wo es quasi genau diese Worte zwar auf Englisch gibt, aber wo es darum geht, eben unangepasst zu sein, antisozial, ungesellig und einfach nicht so bequem. Und deswegen haben sie sich gedacht, für die deutschen Fans machen wir doch mal deutsche Shirts, damit die auch wissen, was singen wir hier die ganze Zeit. You are in the game for already 11 years now and you are an all-female band. I was wondering what changed in the last 11 years. In the good ways, looking on girls in music industry.
It used to be like people would watch us walk out on stage and like, oh, like they're probably not going to be good because they're girls. But now people just, they don't have any like preconceived ideas about it because it's so common.
What would you say, Kylie?
I think it's so positive that so many more women are being a part and like contributing to the rock and roll space. It's been like Chappell Roan, Boy Genius, Olivia Rodrigo, like women are clearly taking control of rock and pop music, and it's so nice to see that. It's Fritz.